Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
What Jeremy McLean, Dr. Paul, and their staff did 7, 8 months ago, whenever it was probably very uncharted. But they made some decisions and stretched themselves, the university, not only resource-wise, but willingness to open up. And they're getting return on their investment because the kids appreciate their investment. The kids appreciate them support, their support. I mean, think about it. The season's not over. We got a long way to go. A lot of cleanup. We got a lot of things we got to improve. But first bowl game since 2022. I'm a person who, you know, admires and acknowledges, shows appreciation and gratitude for what you've done while continuing to work. I don't ever want to get to a point to where we get so win snobby that we don't recognize the value and how hard it is to win. There always should be an expectation, but we can't become victory snobs and all of a sudden wins don't matter or who we beat doesn't matter. That's not how it works when you're trying to go back to the top where we're going. 18th bowl game since 2000, second fastest to a bowl since 2000. First 4-0 start in the league since 2004. You know, obviously the first four-game winning streak since 2015. And I'm not saying this to say that, hey, the season's over. What I'm saying this is, one, so that you guys appreciate what these players have done, and two, so that you guys understand the value of an administration that understood the challenge, made the sacrifices, was willing to invest not only resources-wise but time-wise, a community that never wavered, a donor base that never wavered, a student section, a student body, a university that never wavered on what they believe could be, even through the tough times. And now we've got to continue to push. We got to continue to find a way. The next time we play here, I don't know when that is, but to get everybody in the stadium. We got to continue to find a way to prepare this week, even though it's a bye week, to take care of the things we need to take care of. There should be an expectation of how we play and winning, but let's not close our eye to how hard it is to win. And I want to make sure. It has nothing to do with me. It's these players. It's what you don't see. It's the Mike Montgomery's, you know, on Saturday afternoons during bye weeks hitting the sled. It's the 11 o'clock Mike Montgomery still in the film room. It's the guy's challenge. It's the Braylon Braxton's challenge in the offense to be perfect at practice and completions. It's forcing themselves to watch extra film. So hopefully we're appreciative of that. I couldn't be more proud to be the head coach of this program. Obviously, we got a long way to go. Trust me. We got a long bye week that we got to get some things figured out. We're still having some issues that we got to get cleaned up. But really, really excited about the opportunity to win today.
Charles Hoff, after the impressive win Saturday afternoon to the Golden Eagles, fourth win in a row, a lot of things on his mind, thinking back about a lot of things that have occurred in the past 6 months. But here's the bottom line, folks. The Golden Eagles are 6-2, 4-0 in the league, with four games left to play. Troy now on the horizon, identical record, 6-2, 4-0, shaping up to what could be a game for the Western Conference Championship to end the season here, Kelly. And when you look back and think of everything that's happened since Charles Huff got here, a remarkable story.
From the start that he mentioned, when we were at Media Day in August, one of the things all the other coaches were asking me, as if I know everything that's going on inside the athletic department, but they were asking me, how did McClain pull this off? How did he even think that this would happen? Because really, when you look at it, it really was unprecedented to grab a coach. We knew in the coach search process that they were talking to somebody from within the league, but initially we thought it was Bryant Vincent at Louisiana Monroe. Well, then we learned, of course, that Huff's contract was not going to be renewed apparently at Marshall, and then we kind of zeroed in on that. But it really is unprecedented. And if Charles Huff and the Eagles win this conference, for him as a coach and his staff and his players to win conference championships two consecutive years with two different programs, I dare say it has never been done.
No, you're right. Hey, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Thank them, as always, for their studio sponsorship of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and the opening segment, of course, is sponsored by our close dear friend Justin Harris at Dickie's Barbecue, Fuzzy's Tacos, two of mine and Kelly's favorite hangouts, and we're grateful for all those guys. Kelly, I think I walked away Saturday. I'm not only a little surprised at how much success that they've had, but he made a comment after the game as well, and it's true. I mean, the games aren't even close. They're dominating their league competition.
I know when Monroe came down the field that first series, you had people going, uh-oh. But look, you don't really – in that first series, you really can't tell a whole lot, because that's the first time that either team has seen their opponent on the field executing. Right. So it's always a game of making changes. You always say, take what they give you. Well, if that's what they're going with, well, then the defense needs to change up to combat that. And really, when you look at that final score, I think the Eagles put up, 48 points? Or 49 points, whatever it was. That after that opening drive, Louisiana Monroe essentially scored one more touchdown. They got a touchdown late, mm-hmm. when things were well determined. But that defense only gave up another touchdown, essentially, after that first drive. Right. So the coaching that's going on in the games, players staying healthy, and we had what Charles Huff had to say. I liked what Breland Braxton had to say. He said, look, we didn't come here just to go to a bowl game. He said, we came here to win a conference championship. So when you look at your things to check off the list, now the bowl game can be checked off.
Yeah.
Well, the next thing is conference championship, and they really have at least their appearance in that championship in front of them. Right. Two home games, two road games, and like you said, what could be the big game, the Saturday after Thanksgiving at the Rock against Troy.
Right. Well, there's only three teams left in the league that are undefeated in conference play. James Madison over on the East, they're 6-1, 4-0. They've won five straight games. Worry about them at the end of the season. Right now, it clearly is in focus what this is coming down to. Southern Miss 6-2, 4-0. Troy 6-2, 4-0. Troy has won five straight games. Southern Miss has won four. The Golden Eagles have a Saturday off this weekend. Troy will be hosting Arkansas State, which I think it's fair to say is a disappointment. But they're only one game out of the West. So right now, with four games left to play, it's a three-team race. It's Southern Miss, Troy, and Arkansas State. The game Saturday, very big. You could probably eliminate Arkansas State from that race if they were to lose again this Saturday. If Troy were to lose, then you would have two teams a game behind, I guess technically a half a game behind Southern Miss with four games left.
And the Eagles' next game is at Arkansas State.
Yeah, so Arkansas State's going to make or break it the next two games.
And Arkansas State hasn't been great, but I'll tell you what they are good at is walking games off. The last three games that they've won in last-second field goals or extra points. They do just what they need to do to get out with the W. So that scares you a little bit because they know how to win those nail-biters. But, Bob, I think something that we haven't really seen since the early part of the 2000s is this team has its destiny in its own hands. And they believe that. They're playing like that. And with the confidence that they have and with the schedule that's still ahead of them, I dare say they wouldn't necessarily even have to play their best game to win some of those. But I know that just sent a shudder down a lot of people's spines. But they're that good, and they're that healthy, and there's reason to think that they're even going to get better.
1 week at a time. That's all you can do, 1 week at a time. Hey, we've got a lot of observation of the game coming up. Lee Roberts is going to join us today. Marshant Kenny is going to join us. What a week it's going to be for the Eagle Hour. We're going to be at P. Taylor Park tomorrow for the entire show. It's a baseball show tomorrow. And then Wednesday learned just this morning that Jeremy McClain will be our guest for the first half of Wednesday's show. Lots to talk about with the athletic director, Jeremy McClain, and this new era of Southern Miss football that's on us.
One of the things I want to ask Jeremy about is now the Division I schools are up to $156.8 million that they're paying off coaches to leave.
Yep.
I don't know how that can sustain itself. I'll be interested to get his comment on that.
Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast every day. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. We'll be back with the one and only Marshant Kenny on the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Dickie's Barbecue sponsored that opening segment of the program. Great place for your family to enjoy a great meal anytime. Great place to cater any upcoming holiday events, tailgates, whatever you have in mind. They do a fabulous job. Hey, want to thank Eagle Tire West for their sponsorship of this segment. Matt Warren and his crew invite you to see them for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West. Next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service. Big Southern Miss supporters, as are our wonderful friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Looking for a great sedan or SUV? Check out the all-new Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, Mondays with Marshant. That's kind of catchy, isn't it, Marshant? That's as catchy as 4th Street Bar sponsors the 4th Sack. You see why now I have a radio show, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You could have easily been the head of marketing at Southern Miss, much less, you know, talk sports all day, man.
Oh,
Mondays with Marshant. Kelly, you like that?
You like that, Kelly?
Well, there was a book called Tuesdays with Maury, but that guy wound up dying after the book.
Well, we all got to die, man, one day, but, you know, so you're... spiritless forever.
Marshant, before we get to the game Saturday, you actually had a fan come up to you in a Marshant Kenny jersey. That's got to be kind of a mind blower, huh? Kind of cool.
It really is. That joke and that kid, man, about the 97 team and the good time, all that stuff, and act like I'm bragging, but that is humbling. Come on, man. That happened
yeah.
a long
That's what
time
I need
ago.
For Christmas.
Guy comes up with a 43 jersey, a great guy, Hunter, and I took a picture with him and made his day, made my day even more, man. Yeah. That is humbling. All jokes aside, very
That'd
humbling.
Be a great Christmas gift, Kelly Center.
What?
A Marshant Kenny jersey
Ooh.
For me for Christmas.
Ooh.
Just throwing it out there, money bags.
Well, I tried one, but it must have been a youth jersey because it didn't fit me very well.
Well, you've never been built like
yeah,
Marshant.
Bob, speaking of speaking of money bags, you know, I'm sitting out with the common folk with the rain pouring down.
Oh, yeah, I know where you're going.
And I saw Kelly up there with a little caviar, side dish of lobster bisque, you know, in the suite.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, let me give you a little more insight into that. I was up in that suite a couple of weeks ago, and Kelly did something. Because I didn't get invited back, and he got invited. Now, what does that tell you, Marchant? What does that tell you, Marchant?
You know, if they're kicking you out and keeping Kelly, we need to talk off air.
But when you look at this team Saturday, Marchant, of course, you and your lovely wife, Angela, are very active on social media. And I don't know if it was this past week or the week before, but I think you posted something to the effect that we are so back.
I posted that right after the game finished, and just 6-2 in October. And to just grasp where we're at, considering where we're at last year, probably the worst team in America, and we're bowl eligible in October, man, it just feels, just let me say it, like I tweeted it, we are so back.
It's, Marchant, this is what I wanted to ask you. The three of us have been around a while. Now, obviously, Kelly and I are older than you, but you've been around a while yourself. And so I think we all have a real different perspective of Southern Miss football and its history as compared to the average 25-year-old fan who, by no fault of their own, has no way of having any perception of the way Southern Miss football was in the past. But as I know as a longtime fan and supporter, how gratifying it is to see the program winning again. But more importantly than what I think, what does a former great Hall of Fame player like you, what does it personally mean to you to see the program where it is this Saturday as compared to what we've all suffered through the past, seems like,
20
number of years?
Oh, my goodness. Bob, I speak for a lot of people when I say it was starting to tarnish what we did back in the 80s, Eagle Fever, in the 90s, in the 2000s, Larry Fedora 12, and just, you know, 11. And it just was tarnishing a lot of stuff to where it was hard wearing Southern Miss gear. It was really getting that bad. And how could I tell guys to come back to the game, come back to campus? So I even text Coach Huff, thank you. Thank you so much for everything. And that just was such a loaded comment because it just means so much because we're starting to, you know, get that pride about Southern Miss, the pride that you and I, Kelly, you and I know. We used to go into games. It didn't matter who we were playing for a long time. We're going to win. It doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, we made Ole Miss and Mississippi State stop playing us in the 80s because they got tired of losing, you know. And I was just so thankful to Coach Huff and what those players have done. And it means a lot to a lot of people.
It is a little frustrating, though, Marchant, that it seems to me sometimes that we as Southern Miss fans, we just have to be complaining about something, okay? So here we're having this great season, 6-2, bowl eligible, although like Braylon Braxton said, we're not here just to go to a bowl game. We're here to win a conference. So we're having a great season, and people are going, well, but we might lose our coach at the end of the year. Or it was raining. It's frustrating, isn't it?
I don't even go into those areas of negativity because, Bob, Kelly, I've told this to so many people because, yeah, I get those negative comments about him leaving and things like that. If you'd have told me before the season that there's going to be a possibility with Coach Huff to get on a run to 10 wins, the Sun Belt Championship game, and a bowl, and he's going to leave after that 1 year, I'd be like, Coach, I'll help you pack. I'll drive the U-Haul. I mean, do people understand how bad it was last year? Like, complain? What's there to complain about? I have no idea what's there to complain about. We need to start airing positivity because we have an opportunity to put Southern Miss on the map, and I'll tell you in a big way, whether it happens or not, there's an opportunity for this. If we went out, which, look at the schedule, we should, Marshall wins out. They host James Madison. Are you kidding me? What could be set up at the Rock for the Sun Belt Championship game?
Man.
Us hosting Marshall. That's major media. That's ESPN Sports Center media. I mean, we have an opportunity for that. So anybody complaining about what's going on, just go to Oxford, start cheering for them. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is everything we hoped and a lot of people prayed for.
Marchant is not afraid to speak his opinion. That's why he's on the show.
But it is a little frustrating because sometimes it's like we have to have something to complain about.
Marchant, you look at that and you talk about running the table. And let me confess, Dema said that to me and Kelly in my office last Monday. We're going to run the table. And I said, Dema, I hope you're right, but I don't know. But now I'm beginning to think I was wrong. Marchant, as you look at it on paper, now Troy's 6-2. Troy's no slouch. That will be the showdown game undoubtedly. But as a former player, Marchant, how do you guard against a letdown between now and what could be a game for the Western Division Championship at the end of the year?
Well, Dema made an excellent point, and that is valid for me to feel like that last week. And this week I definitely feel like that as well. And the reason why there is solidarity to those feelings that we're going to run the table, and let's not look past the Troy game because that's set up for to get to the Sun Belt Championship game at the Rock. That'll be huge if they went out and we went out. But when I watched the post game press conference with Coach Huff, Braylon Braxton, and Chris Jones, and they refused to answer the questions that were being given them with any looking ahead vibe, anything. I mean, they talk what Coach Huff is preaching, much less Coach Huff himself, who preaches it, about the process. And you can tell when they talk, they trust the process. And that's the most important thing, man, because you can get distracted, especially young guys nowadays, distracted in many different arenas. Man, they're ready to get back to work on Monday. And it echoes in everything they say. You can just feel it. And so I believe they're not going to look at what they did last Saturday. It has been great. It was 6-2. No, Coach Huff, no one him. He's going to look at the mistakes, and we got to correct those. And the last guy you want to tick off is Coach Huff and not correct your mistakes. And I love that environment. Very similar to Bauer. If I messed up and Bauer got on me, the last man on earth I wanted to tick off was Jeff Bauer, I promise you.
Yeah. So it's a matter of what you – I think you answered it by saying this. You stay focused on the process that got you where you are today, and you do not deviate from that focus. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And Chris Jones has fielded a question about, can you believe we're already 6-2? And his answer was great. And it is hard to grasp when you're on the team to go from 1-11 to 6-2, but here we are. But he quickly just started talking about the process, and they have faith in it now. It just the team just has a demeanor, a swag. The way they celebrate is a little bit aggressive and confident, man. I see them in the locker rooms, and I love that. This team is going to get better and better and better. People say, oh, we're going to have our Southern Miss moment. Man, that happened in Ruston. That happened.
Right.
It's out the way. That's not happening again, I promise you.
Right. All right, Marchant, we don't play Saturday, but we want you back Monday. Is that good? And you'll get a weekend away from Kelly. So you should be refreshed and feeling good.
That's it. It takes about a week to get used to him.
I know. He's crude, Marchant. Crude.
And I know him.
As he was described this weekend, I'm told. All right, brother. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you guys, too. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. The great Marchant Kenny, everybody. Talk about great players. We got another one still coming our way. Lee.
I think they were teammates, weren't they?
Yeah. And Lee Roberts says... Well, Lee Roberts was the quarterback. Marchant takes all the credit. Have you ever noticed?
Taught him everything he knows.
And blames Lee for any missteps.
I'm not sure how that works, how you can do both. But
You get your money before he left, Marchant?
No, he's got too much dirt on me. I said he could stay for free.
I got you. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks to Marchant Kenny for joining us in that segment. This segment sponsored by DBAT down on Hardy Street. DBAT, great place for adult athletic training, kids baseball and softball training. Great pro shop down there. Unbelievable facility, really. And a great place for you to be thinking in terms of Christmas and the upcoming holidays. And Kelly, didn't you say that... you had spoken to someone at DBAT. They're going to have a bunch of holiday activities.
They are. And also, don't forget their memberships. You can buy, if you spend a lot of time at DBAT, the way that you really should go about it is purchasing memberships. They have different levels depending on how much you use it. But dollar for dollar, that's the cheapest way to go, is buy your membership right. for your children. And you get discounted prices for a second and third child. So ask them about that as well.
Right. Hey, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is always fun, but you shouldn't forget about the most important player, and that's you. Get an annual physical, exercise, eat right, take care of yourself, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. All right, a good friend, Lee Roberts, is on the program, graciously agreeing again to do a Monday deal with us, as normally he's on with us Tuesday, but as we've been telling you, we're going to be at P. Taylor Park all day tomorrow during the radio show. But welcome, Lee. Really appreciate you coming on today. And Lee Roberts, I'm going to ask you what I asked Marchant Kenny. You're sitting here at 4-0, 6-2 in the league, four games left to play. An old rival has pulled up the ranking, 6-2, 4-0, and you don't play Troy until the end of the year. So you see the potential for that game. But what do you do in the interim, Lee, to keep the momentum, get through this this off week, which I think they'd probably rather be playing if I were a guessing man, and not allow yourself to slip up between now and what could be that big game at the end of the season?
Hey, so before I answer that, I just want to say thanks for letting me follow Marchant today, because, you know, getting a chance to follow him is a blessing. He's always been better in everything that he's done, so you know, love that I get to follow him.
He's very shy, though. Has he always been so shy?
He always. So. No, man, I mean, you can look at this one of two ways. I mean, obviously, yes, when we walked away from the stadium on Saturday, I was thinking, man, I want to keep rolling. We're playing really good football right now. I mean, but you get this break, and then you say, hey, we got one-third of the season left. What do we have to do to finish this thing out? I mean, four games remaining. And, yeah, it's all lining up for an opportunity for us to host Troy, what could be the top two teams in the West. And I'm excited about it. But, yeah, you can't go slip up. We've seen this team slip up already this year, and you can. I know they just announced the start time for next weekend, which will be 11 o'clock kick. So that'll be a little different thing as well, being on the road with 11 o'clock kick. So, again, it just seems like there's always going to be distractions and things that try to kind of get in your way when you're on the road. But I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about what Coach Huff is doing. And, yeah, to say that we're 4-0 right now and we're bowl eligible and we've only played eight games, what a turnaround from last year. I'm super excited about what this team's been able to accomplish. And I think what they can go on and accomplish this year as well.
Lee, what are the two biggest differences you see in this football team? The two things that in your mind has enabled them to enjoy this success?
Well, one of them, we've got us a quarterback that's a proven winner. And I know we've talked about him a lot. He was the newcomer of the year last year, preseason player of the year this year. And he's living up to that hype. I mean, his numbers Saturday were phenomenal. I think only five incomplete passes, four touchdown passes. First time we've had a quarterback throw four touchdown passes since 2018. He's doing a nice job protecting the football. And I think this offense is just following his lead. So, one, you got to have a quarterback, and we've got him. And then I feel like our defense, man, there's times where I kind of shake my head and I'm like, doggone it, we just gave up a 75-yard drive to ULM, a team that shouldn't do it. But then all of a sudden, you know, they get a third down stop and then a fourth down field goal that goes wide, and all of a sudden the tide starts turning. I feel like we really start playing well after that. So I think this is a team that has a great quarterback, and they've got a defense that steps up and makes plays when they need to.
Here's something else, Lee, that I think where this team is different than perhaps years past, is that I think that with the offense, the way that it's being directed by Coach Anderson down to Braylon Braxton, that even if the Eagles should fall behind, I think this is an offense that can get you right back in it, and I'm talking about 5 clock minutes that could be back in a game.
No, I totally agree. I mean, we had 12 drives on Saturday. We scored on 7 of them. and five of those drives were less than 2 minutes. So it's a granted, one of those was given to us via a punt fumble, and we only had to go 7 yards. But still, this is a team that's a big play team, and I think I said it Saturday a couple times. I feel like Braylon Braxton's a guy that throws the deep ball extremely well. We're talented out wide. We've got wide receivers that can go get it. Coach Huff said last week this is a team that they do a great job catching the football, and they do. I mean, they're not a team that just lets the ball bounce off their fingertips or goes through their hands. This is a team, when they do, they fall behind sometimes, and they can come right back in an instant. So I love that part about this team.
Something else I like about this team is the implementation, much more so in recent years than I remember, is really utilizing the tight end, particularly in pass routes, where in the past, the tight end position was just kind of there for the Eagles. But now you've got tight ends catching just as many passes as wide receivers and as a quarterback. What does that mean?
No, I mean, we've got two really good ones, Caden Morris and Kyron Heath. And I don't know if you guys saw what I saw Saturday on that fourth down shovel pass, but Kyron Heath just turned on the jets, and I loved it. But, yes, we've got two different guys you can go to at any given point. You got wide receivers that spread the field, and so those tight ends have an opportunity to work across the middle. And I think offenses that utilize tight ends do a lot better than teams that don't. So super proud and excited about that for sure.
And another key factor, Lee, is the team, knock on wood, if there was some around me, I would. There's a little piece. Has been relatively injury-free, and that's always huge, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I mean, you look at what ULM brought to Hattiesburg on Saturday. This was a team that, you know, on Tuesday, I think there were 30 kids on the, you know, on the possible injured list.
Right.
You know, some of those end up playing, some were game time decisions, but yeah, they were without their top two quarterbacks. And yeah, we've been very, very fortunate in that regard to keep guys healthy. And I think that just says a lot about, you know, how they've conditioned, how they treat their body when they're not actually on the field, the meals that they're eating, everything. I think it's a lot due to that as well.
Pittman was out this weekend, Lee. Any idea as to when or if we will hear about his return?
Yeah, I know it's a coach's decision. Not 100% exactly sure what exactly was going on there. And I think it just proves, too, I mean, we know how good Jeffrey Pittman is, but, too, we know how Briggs and Jones can be. And you saw another glimpse of the freshman Carter on Saturday as well. So, when guys are out, whether it's an injury or a coach's decision, not able to play, good teams have players that step up and come out and make plays, and that's what we were able to do, and that's what we're going to have to continue to do. Yeah, I hope we get Pittman back at least by next weekend for sure.
Part of it, you can say, is just being a freshman, lack of confidence coming from high school to major Division I. But Chris Jones, to me, and we've talked about Chris Jones, but not in this regard. To me, he has taken not one step forward, but about four or five in just 1 year. Why is he so much a better player? And he was good last year, but now he's like the guy that everybody's looking to on defense. He emulates the attitude of this defense, and he's still just a sophomore. And people sometimes, I think, forget that.
Yeah, I think you just see guys really grow up overnight. And, you know, obviously bringing in Mike Montgomery as well. And
right.
Those two guys competing and pushing each other. I mean, when those two guys are on the field together, it's a defense that is very, very tough. And even when just one of them on the field, I mean, they play extremely well. But I just think Chris Jones has just done a tremendous amount of off-season work. I think he's been in the weight room. I think he's done the film work. I think he's a guy that believes in Seymour's system. He believes in his team. He's got a good head on his shoulders, playing with a lot of confidence. And, I mean, I think his football IQ is out the roof as well, because he can really do a lot of great things and really knows exactly what the opposing offense is going to do at any given point.
All right, Lee Roberts, scale of 1 to 10, how much fun are you having calling these games now that the Golden Eagles appear to be back?
I'm going to say you can't even compare it. I mean, it is it's so much easier for a commentator to call a game when your team is playing extremely well.
Right.
And I know this is, and I try not to be lopsided. I know I'm getting paid by Southern Miss, But man, this has been a lot of fun, and I don't want it to stop. I want it to keep going. And we got four big games left, but it is, it's been a tremendous year, and we're having a lot of fun.
And I know as we leave the segment, I know you agree with me about this. Those of us that have been around a long time and know the rich history and proud nature of the Southern Miss football program, it's just a real gratifying feeling to see the guys competitive and winning again, isn't it?
No, it really is. And, I mean, they're doing everything that they can to get the job done. I'm, you know, I wish there would have been a better crowd Saturday. I know the weather really hurt us there. But, man, the team's showing up. They're playing hard. They're fighting. They're doing the right things. They're being smart players. And, yeah, it is very gratifying to see that.
You're the best, my friend. Look forward to talking to you next week.
And, Marchand, did you hear that? I'm the best, man. I'm the best. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, we'll see how many teams book us for homecoming next year, Bob.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. 4th Street Bar and Grill is just a great place to enjoy lunch, dinner, ball games. No game on Saturday for Southern Miss. Be a great time to go hang around 4th Street this Saturday. Catch all the big games. Get something cold to drink and a good lunch. You'll find it always at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And since the Golden Eagles are not playing, Saturday would be a great weekend for some home repair, home remodeling, maybe even some construction. Everything you need, you'll find for your home, lawn, or your garden. It's at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Hank Lott owns that great operation. Local folks eager to help you, 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And we really love our association with Hank and all the great folks out there. We encourage you to do business with them. And then work on your house this weekend from MCS Home Center. Then take a break, go get a beignet, Bo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page. Great desserts every month of the year. Great coffees every day, and we sure appreciate Morgan and all those great folks at the Mo Bay Beignet Company. Kelly, news and notes.
Well, let's talk as we continue our football theme, Bob. CBS Sports is putting out and updating each week as to their bowl projections and who they think will be where. Well, up until today, most prognosticators had the Eagles going to the December 23rd New Orleans Bowl to play Western Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Well, Western Kentucky is still listed for that game. And, of course, this is all conjecture.
Sure.
But they have now, today's CBS Sportsline has James Madison playing Western Kentucky at the New Orleans Bowl on December 23rd and has the Golden Eagles slated for the Cure Bowl in Orlando on December 17th, where the Toledo Rockets would provide the opposition. And, of course, this is all in flux, and it's all kind of...
Curb stomp a team like the Toledo Rockets.
Well, they'll probably show up. We'll probably talk them, whoever it is, we'll probably talk them into not coming, but they'll come.
You know.
They just never get the
message.
Well,
there'll be 100 of those guesses between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, but I always think it's kind of fun. And because of... And this is what frustrates me about basketball, is that... Even if you don't have a chance to win a national championship right in football, but at least you have these bowl games which can reward players for having great seasons. Well, poor basketball players. I mean, if you don't win your conference championship, you don't get a chance really to play in the dance.
Well, speaking of.
They have a basketball game tonight. They travel to Jackson to take on the Jackson State Tigers. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight.
Exhibition.
It is an exhibition game, and it'll take place at the Williams Athletic Center. Again, this game is not going to be live-streamed tonight, so only radio coverage. And the Eagles then will actually begin the regular season after that. So, again, tonight, the Southern Miss Game Day app or on the radio as the Southern Miss will take on Jackson State. I remember John Prince used to coach Jackson State. Mm-hmm. Remember, and actually did...
That won't be easy. Jackson State's no pushover now.
No, Jackson State always has great sports teams. And Isaac Tavares led, he's leading the Golden Eagles right now. Of course, in the last exhibition game, he scored 23 points. But we'll see how they do tonight against Jackson State, trying to rebound after an exhibition loss to Houston Christian last week. Meanwhile, in volleyball, the ladies went over to Old Dominion and lost this past weekend. So they've played South Al and ODU on the road. Lost both of those series, but they're still up at 6-4 in the conference. They will come back home now for a weekend series with Texas State coming up this weekend. And Friday, it's Volleyween. Volleyween at the
Promotions department been at it again, Kelly?
Sounds like it. But any kids that dress up in their Halloween costume, I think they'll probably have some nice things for them. So that's this coming Friday, which is actually Trick or Treat Night, October 31st. Yeah. It's Volleyween at the volleyball complex, and the soccer team, alas and alack, lost 2-1 to App State. In their last effort, they go to 2-13-1 overall, and they will host Marshall. They will host Marshall for the final series of the regular season after losing to App State 2-1.
Halloween is one of my favorite holidays of the year, and what a great night. That Friday night Halloween, just perfect. I just hope the weather's great and lots of little ghosts and goblins can get out and enjoy it and not have to get up and go to school the next morning.
At first, I thought I was kind of bummed out because it is a Friday night, and I wanted to, you know, be available for trick-or-treaters, but I'm calling high school football this year, so I thought, oh, man, I'm going to miss trick-or-treaters. But the football team that I'm covering, their final game, they've moved to Thursday. So
they can trick-or-treat on Friday.
I hope so, but either way, I'll get to call the game on Thursday and then meet the
trick-or-treaters. It'll be
fun. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters near
We get a good many in Bent Creek, yes, we do.
Have you got, Miss Angela got you all loaded down with candy?
We welcome them. We enjoy it. We really do like it. We got a neighbor that lives right around the corner from us, man. He really goes out. He chases kids down the street with chainsaws and all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of fun.
It's probably a good stress reliever for him, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I love watching Halloween movies. I told you about one, Weapons. Watch Weapons on Netflix.
Okay, so noted.
It's a creepy, good Halloween. It's not about Halloween, but it's a great time of the year to watch a movie like that.
Right.
Enough of that.
To the Pete tomorrow.
Kelly and I at the Pete tomorrow. We're excited about that. A baseball show tomorrow on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kelly and I will be back tomorrow at 1. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.